With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump saying Tylenol may lead to autism. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Seattle seafood distributor recalling more cooked and frozen shrimp sold at Kroger stores across the nation because of ongoing concerns about potential radioactive contamination. Aquastar Corporation of Seattle recalling 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp because of the possible contamination. That latest shrimp sold between June 12th and September 17th. Spirit Airlines says it's going to furlough at least 1,800 flight attendants by the end of the year.
The cash-strapped budget airline says that they must make the difficult decision to put cabin crew members on a temporary leave to match staffing needs with expected flight demand during Spirit's second bankruptcy filing in a year. The union representing Spirit's flight attendants says that the airline will seek candidates willing to go on voluntary furloughs before the company moves to involuntary furloughs on December 1st, beginning in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Plans to build the Big Apple's first full-service casino in the city running out of luck. A local panel has rejected the last of three Manhattan proposals vying for one of the licenses to operate a casino in New York. This is SRN News. Well, Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new survey.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly, they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God, and 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. SRN News. Now, the Trump administration barring Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping at wholesale club stores like Costco.
And the diplomats cannot purchase any luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. The only country whose diplomats were specifically targeted is Iran. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats posted to and visiting New York because they were able to buy large quantities of products not available in their economically isolated country for relatively cheap prices and send them home. John Scott reporting.
Two of the nation's biggest real estate service companies combining in a deal that will bring Century 21, Compass, and several other brokerage brands under the same umbrella. Compass says it has agreed to acquire rival Anywhere Real Estate in what's being described as an all-stock transaction. More details at srnnews.com.